Raiders is a team that we don't care for.
Something, something, Bronco. With Lord Lattimore Volk, Jess Place, and Tim Lynch.
Yes, my master.
Get involved in the conversation at milehighreport.com. Incomplete. You are listening to Something Something Broncos with Lori Lattimore Volkman, Tim Lynch, and I'm Jess Place. We are brought to you by my high-pitched voice when I get excited. Let's start off the show with a little news. Gary Kubiak didn't end up being the offensive advisor slash coordinator slash Bronco guy that we all thought he was when we last recorded the podcast. How do we feel about old Kubes not joining us for the 2019 season? Tim, what do you think?
I think he's going to do great things for the Vikings, you know? So I'm happy he's with the Vikings with Rico and all those, the gang from 2016. He even got Simeon back. I mean, he's probably can't wait to get back to coaching. So I'm excited for him. It's good stuff. And
don't forget Lori's favorite, Sloter.
Oh, sorry.
He's got Kyle Sloter.
Oh my God.
He might be too much of a threat to Simeon, so we might see him come back to the orange and blue here soon.
Which would be awesome. I bet you I would put money right now that Sloter would be better than Keenum. Mm. Right now. I'm putting that bet out there. Dare me, Ellen. Come on.
I would say we have to do better.
Yeah. I'm not saying
if we're heading into the season with Sloter and Keenum, I'm gonna punch myself in the face.
But still, I'm just saying better than Keenum, which tells you how good Keenum is, possibly.
For $2, what is the name of the number two quarterback on the Broncos roster right now?
Kevin Hogan.
Oh.
Hagan.
Dang it. Hogan.
Hogan.
There's a Hagan, but he's a cornerback.
Kevin Hogan.
All right, you owe me $2.
I owe you $2. Wait a minute.
I feel tricked.
I know. We should have talked about this.
So Kubiak is going to Minnesota, and we all wish him all the best, dear friend of the show that he is. And
no more naked bootlegs, Jess.
No more. We're not going naked in 2019.
No, we're not going naked.
And that's a shame. You know, maybe we will. Maybe we will. I mean, Mike Munchak has agreed to leave the Bears, and oh no, that's Donatell. Ed Donatell. Has agreed to leave the Chicago Bears, and so he's going to come over and do the defensive line.
Coordinator.
What?
Defensive coordinator.
What?
You said defensive line. He's doing the defensive coordinating.
He was the defensive line coach in...
No, he's the defensive backs coach.
I'm all fucked up. All right. Yeah, hold on. All right. So, with... all the turnover just in the last week with Kubiak out in Denison coming, going, what's his name? Brian Perini, whoever, the tight ends coach that starts with the P. he's not coming. We don't know. So who all's on the coaching staff? Tim, could you give us a rundown?
Vic Fangio is the head coach. Lori.
Is this tag team? Okay, I'm it. Rich Scangarello is going to be our offensive coordinator.
Is it Rich or Greg? Because Nick Kliss said Greg.
Did he say Greg?
He said Greg.
Said a lot of wrong things this week.
He also said Sangarello instead of Scangarello. Mick Munchak.
Mick Munchak, yeah.
Yeah, Mick Kliss said that. Okay, so Tim... with Kubiak going to Minnesota, what is the layout of the coaching staff? Who's who and who's going where and where are they coming from?
Well, we got Vic Fangio at head coach. Defensive coordinator is Ed Donatell. Mm-hmm. You got Mike Munchak. He's going to be the offensive line coach maybe slash assistant head coach. And then this rich fellow, Scangarello, for offensive coordinator.
Or as we should times. Call him, Scary Spice.
I like Scary Spice. Badass OC name, you know? Scary Spice.
Better than Sporty Spice. I mean, that could work too, but that just sounds a little patronizing. I don't think he would be okay with that. Scary Spice is good. Well, so how do we feel about Mike Munchak coming over? He was a head coach candidate. A lot of Broncos fans were not too excited about the prospect of him becoming the head coach. Having him come on board in a different capacity is, I kind of like it. Like, it's like we got both our picks. They're both there. So that's kind of cool. What do you think, Lori?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great get for the Broncos. One of the reasons I like it is also because since Vic Fangio hasn't had head coaching experience and we have an offensive coordinator who's, you know, barely been more than a position coach, having a guy on the staff who has been a head coach, I think will be a really good help for Vic and just kind of for the staff in general. To have somebody who's been in that role and can offer some advice and support. That's one of the reasons I was happy to have Kubiak coming on board, because I thought he would definitely bring that experience and that knowledge of the position, as well as the familiarity with the Broncos. My biggest regret there is just not having Kubes on staff, but like the rest of you, I was not on board with bringing in Rick Dennison or Brian Perini, so I'm happy that we're not having those guys on the staff. So
we've seen how that goes, and that is not fun to watch. That is not what we want. Like, I mean, I'm all for Kubiak's philosophy, but the execution was poor, and to bring those guys back after we got rid of them, it's not. That was a good call on Elway's part to kind of dig his heels in, and or it could have been Vic Fangio, and good on him if he's like, no, we're doing something different, we're embracing a different philosophy. But yeah, I mean, I don't really know what the offensive philosophy is going to be. I mean, the indication in with going with Kubiak would be that the moving pocket and the bootlegs, and dare I say the naked bootlegs. Is that kind of the way we're going to continue to go? Because that is what Keenum was somewhat successful with, and so Vance Joseph and Bill Musgrave didn't really embrace that, and what we saw was what we saw, and it was not good either. I don't really know what we could take away from what the offensive scheme is going to be until we see it. So.
We're moving a different direction. It might not be this next year because we still have Keenum, but I think there's a good possibility it is this next year. Having Kubiak here was going to be good for Keenum, no doubt. Having Kubiak not here puts Keenum's future, you know, up in the air, and I'm not sad about that. I'm excited to see something else possibly next year, but most definitely the year after that.
We're not really going to know much about Scary Spice's offensive scheme probably for a long time, because we really don't know what he's going to bring to the table. The good thing that sets all this into motion on the right foot is Mike Munchak. The fact that you look at Joe Mahoney on staff, he does a lot of the stat stuff, and he drops something interesting showing Munchak's record in terms of rankings for various offensive line play. He's been fairly consistent. He's had some up and down years on the run game, but one place where he is almost always in the top 10 every year is pass protection. So we're going to see an immediate fix in that area. And that's something that is going to be vital for every aspect of the offensive scheme. So already we're on the right path, and it's all working out for the Broncos with Kubiak leaving. So, you know, Gary Kubiak's be in the Ring of Fame someday, and you know that's not going to change. But I think this was absolutely the right decision, and whether it came from Elway or Vic Fangio, these guys are making good decisions and putting the franchise in a good footing to actually win some freaking games. So I'm excited moving forward. We'll see how they do on the personnel side and all that. But so far, so good.
Here's the question. If you're Garrett Bowles, how do you feel about the Munchak hiring?
You should be relieved. Save me.
I'd be like, okay, time for me to, like, you know, this is it.
What if all he's been missing this whole time is just that kind of coaching? You know, we don't know. He has talent. So let's see if he's a bust. We're going to find out in the next 2 years.
That's the great thing. I think, I mean, if Bowles is any kind of a competitor, he sees the top OL coach in the league come to his team, and he should be excited because that means he can learn and he can improve. And if he's got it, he will improve. And if he doesn't, we'll find out. And we definitely know, you know, what we need and who to get rid of when that contract comes around. Whether Bowles recognizes it or not, I bet he does. I think it's going to be great for him.
Well, what about Nick Mullins from San Francisco? I heard that Scary Spice was helpful in making him the juggernaut that helped destroy the Denver Broncos earlier when we played the 49ers. I believe they had, what, like two wins at the time, and we couldn't get over on them for some reason. That was a hard loss. But
he did nothing in the second half, so about that.
Well, he didn't have to.
This team couldn't score 20 points.
We can't. He scored 17 points. My goodness. Yes. And so Ed Donatell, right? He's the defensive backs coach for the Bears.
He has two rings with the Broncos too. So it's a good hire. I think he's been 8 years with Fangio and knows the ins and outs of everything that Fangio does. In a lot of ways, that Fangio's defensive success is every bit as much Donatell's success over the last 8 years. So that's a good hire. The old Broncos of old, Steve Atwater and Ray Crockett, they love the guy. They're raving about him. So the defense is going to be incredible. So that alone is going to win this team more games if they can score 17 points. So
well, maybe the defense can score 17
That's
points.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Donatell is a defensive backs coach. He gets Chris Harris Jr. and, you know, maybe Roby back and gets them, you know, Isaac Yiadom, gets them making interceptions and pick sixes. We don't need the offense. Screw Keenum. Who cares? We'll put Hogan in there.
Yeah. Hogan's family. Let's go. So how are we feeling about the Denver Broncos going into 2019? I mean, we joked about, oh my God, by training camp we'll be 13-3. There it is. High pitched voice. But we will, I mean, I think we're on course for being that 13-3 high-pitched excited. Elway is like, I am going to do my damnedest not to suck next year, and I can appreciate that. What do you guys think?
Well, I think we're going to see a major purge coming. You're going to see a lot of veteran guys, Super Bowl, from the Super Bowl team get cut. We're going to lose a lot of cap from those cuts, and it's going to be sad because, you know, we're losing that 2015 roster, but it's going to be good for the franchise. And I have a feeling Elway's going to go 2014 on this free agent class. He's probably going to pick up some defensive guys to replace the defensive guys that he's letting go. And then it all just comes down to the draft. If they get a top quarterback in the draft and he nails free agency, oh man, it's going to be the high pitched 13-3 voice all year long until they lose game number 4. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see. We'll see. I'm excited though.
Get that far. So this is the obvious Sophie's choice: Antonio Brown or trade up for a quarterback. So is there anybody here that thinks that it's worth trading for Antonio Brown instead of getting a quarterback next year?
No, but I would love to have Antonio Brown. I actually wouldn't be against that, except that we don't have a quarterback who can handle Antonio Brown. And I think all it would take, and Steve Atwater is the one who pointed this out, and I think he's spot on, all it's going to take is, you know, another season of Case Keenum not throwing the ball to an open receiver, and Antonio Brown having 50, 60 catches all season, not, you know, having the kind of Antonio Brown year that he should have, and he will be, you know, 100% diva meltdown all over again. So he would be that problem in the locker room because he wouldn't have a quarterback to help him be the kind of receiver he wants to be. So that I don't think the Broncos should try to bring Antonio Brown in unless they have some grand plans for a much better quarterback in 2019. And I don't know how you do both of those.
Do you think there's a chance that Emmanuel Sanders renegotiates his contract to stick around in light of his Achilles injury?
Yeah, I think there is. I mean, Emmanuel Sanders, I think he loves Denver and he loves the Broncos, but I think he would switch teams if he had a better deal and a better situation for sure. So if he thinks that he can go somewhere else and, you know, get paid and be the superstar, I think he'd probably do it in a heartbeat. But I'm not sure he's going to have that kind of option when he's working on an Achilles injury that, I mean, he says he's going to be ready week one. I think that's super aggressive because he got hurt in late November. And even with advances in medicine to have the Achilles injury healed in, as he says, 6 months, I find it really hard for a team ready to take a chance and pay him the big bucks when we don't know if he'll be ready to play.
I would like him to stay just because I'm a sentimental guy. I really like him. I think he's cool. I see interviews with him. I'm like, that is a cool guy. He's got earrings, big diamonds in both ears, like every good wide receiver should. And he's just, you know, he's got that attitude and the swagger. And, oh, and he's really good at the football, which is I like. I like watching the football with him in it.
yeah, because he catches the ball.
Yeah, he does. And he gets his clock cleaned and he keeps getting up, except, you know, the last time. But that wasn't his fault. That was just his Achilles heel.
And the Broncos stopped converting third downs after he got injured. So
yeah.
There's also
that. Funny. That's so weird. It's like the offense suddenly stopped and we also stopped throwing it down the field. So that's also part of it. We didn't trust
down the field. You mean 11 yards, right?
I mean, like 5 yards. I mean, we were throwing it backwards.
Yeah, we did. You're right.
Yeah, a lot. We threw it backwards. What about you,
right.
Do you think Emmanuel Sanders will be back?
No.
No.
I mean, he's a $10 million cap hit coming off an Achilles injury, and the Broncos will have $2 million in dead money. Yeah, doing the math, I mean, he's 30 years old. Would I like him to come back? Sure, but just he is the one cut the Broncos could make to free up a ton of money immediately. And he's coming off a serious, serious, serious injury for a wide receiver. I mean, that's if you don't think that's not going to come into major play when Elway's making those kind of decisions. I mean, he would have to renegotiate, I would think.
I think we all know he'd have to renegotiate, but I think he might just because of the injury, and he won't have the options that he otherwise would have had he not gotten injured.
Yeah, that's true. It'd be nice if he did that because he is, with the young receivers on the roster, he's still the only one I trust.
Absolutely. That's what I was going to say. The thing is, we need him, and if we cut him, we still have to find his caliber level of wide receiver to replace him because as good as those guys were, it definitely showed once they became wide receiver number one and number two.
They have to earn their earrings. They need to get their earrings.
Right.
Got to earn them. You know, only one way to do that. Got to get your big contract by catching the balls. Scoring those touchdowns in the football. Well, so our overall impression for 2019, let's go ahead and just throw it out there. How many wins you think? Tim?
11.
10.
I'm going to go 9. And I was going to go 9 before we started counting down, but, you know, we're very optimistic that it won't be a losing or 8-8 season. That's, you know, we're already on our way. I mean, you know, I just have 4 more wins. You know, I just have to see enough to be like 13-3. I think I could get there by training camp. Or certainly by the end.
I'm almost there. One more hire, baby. I'll be there.
Who do we have left to hire?
Spicy Steve. Scary no, Spice. Spicy, Scary Spice. Yeah.
Scangelo. Well, okay. So are we ready for the mystery question?
Bring it on.
Okay. When attending a football game, what are the best concessions?
Not the hot dogs.
No, stay away. Stay away from the hot dogs. Tim?
Wouldn't the answer be beer?
Yes, correct. Okay. Would you like to go for the for bonus extra credit? What kind of food?
The jumbo pretzel.
Ooh, God, I love jumbo pretzels, especially if you get the cheese.
Yeah, mustard. Yeah,
mustard.
Yeah, I know.
I'm a cheese guy.
The pretzel, and it's got all the salt on it, and it looks, it's just like there's too much salt, and so you kind of got to like work it over to get a lot of the salt off. And I'm a salt guy, and so I'll eat more salt than most people, but sometimes it's just like coated, and you got to kind of massage it, kind of work your thumb into it, and get most of the salt off, and then you're good to go with the mustard or the cheese. I'm a cheese person myself. I like cheese. They never give you enough cheese. It doesn't matter what you order. The nachos,
it's annoying.
They never give you enough, and that's fine. Because
you always take a first few bites with all the salt on it first, though, just to make sure. Yeah, this looks like too much, but you got to find out.
It like crunches on your cheese, and you're like,
okay, yeah, that's too much.
Yeah. Well, for me, I always like to buy a bag of peanuts from the shady vendor outside, who's got them in a Ziploc bag. It's just a trust thing. It's like, I know you're not going to poison me, because who would poison peanuts? And they let you bring it into the stadium, and I make a big mess, and then I use my shoe and just kind of kick it in the row in front of me, so that I don't have to worry about it and it gets the person's bag in front of me and all that stuff. And it's just like, oh, it's just for being at the game, shouldn't have sat in front of me. You didn't want peanuts in your purse, lady. Okay. So I eat those. I used to do Cracker Jacks, and then the prizes got silly. Like, what is this? What's going on here? Like, I got a cardboard picture of a dog. This is terrible. Like, this is what happened when I was a kid. You used to get good prizes, and this is weak. And so they sent me vouchers for free Frito-Lay products. And so,
but that $16 Coors Light is still worth.
Oh,
Coors
yeah.
Light? Oh, come on.
I was being facetious. Yeah.
The best thing now at all these games is they have good craft beer. I love that.
I have only been to two games my entire life, so I'm not speaking from volumes of experience.
Yeah.
And my last game was at the Oakland Coliseum. So,
they definitely
Coors Light was the beer.
That's how you get MRSA going.
I got MRSA just being there.
Yeah. I will tell you, when I was a kid, I went with my dad to a game. And I was like, I was probably 12 or 13. And we kept buying lemonades. And like, I kept knocking them over. And so like, there's like this sticky river of lemonade. So he like ended up buying me three, because I don't know, he should have stopped at the first one. I would definitely stop at the second, but my dad kept going. And I'll never forget the guy in front of us, like, because it started like leaking down into the row in front of us. I saw him take like a matchstick and like lean over and just kind of like kind of scrape the fluid over the ledge on his side, so it went down below his seat, and so it was like pooling up by his feet, so he made a path so that it could drain out into the row in front of that one. And so so that's something that my dad still talks about. He's like, God, you knocked over all those damn drinks, and the guy was about to fight me.
Well, it was your dad's fault, so if you got punched,
I should have had my own money. I should have brought my own lemonade. But, yeah.
Those were expensive mistakes, Jess.
And this is, this is kind of an aside, and I don't know why, because this was at the old Mile High Stadium, where I don't know if you went there, Lori, but the seats were so narrow that you would, the the people sitting next to you were like practically sitting on like each knee. Like if you were sitting next to someone of above average size, they were sitting on your lap.
Right.
And so that was that. You would never have I had that amount of closeness with Bronco fans as I did in the old stadium, except in the restroom where they had the old school trough style urinals. And I don't care what you say, that's awesome. It's nothing like peeing in a trough with all these dudes everywhere. Just like, hey, we're peeing where horses drink. This is pretty cool.
No. They still have that. They still have that at the Oakland Coliseum.
Oh, of course they do.
And the plumbing is not good.
No. Well, yeah, doesn't it back up and flow down the
I don't even want to think about it. This is not safe for podcasting. That's why I haven't been back to a game. I thought this was normal. So 2008 was the last time I've gone and I said never again.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh. I guess I shouldn't put the Oakland Coliseum as the standard bearer of NFL experience. No.
However, it's important to note that they came in above Broncos Field at State Mile High Stadium in the health department rankings.
That's frightening. Broncos that is stadium frightening. So
hot. And as a fan of Bloody Marys, I am disheartened to hear that the Bloody Mary mix was kept at a higher temperature than it's supposed to be kept at. That's the last thing I want is to order a Bloody Mary and go blind.
Go blind.
That would have been helpful at games last year, right?
Right.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah.
Maybe that was all part of it. They're like, the Broncos suck. Trevor Siemian's terrible. We're going to put the Bloody Mary mix in the microwave.
Yeah. Put it next to the heater. Yeah.
Did Lori just call Case Keenum Trevor Siemian?
Yes, I did.
It's a fine line. It's a fine line. Yeah. Kyle Orton, what? Where?
Yeah. There's a man who ought to drink.
Yeah, so let that be a lesson to you. If you order the Bloody Mary at Mile High Broncos Stadium, eat your celery, because it could be the only thing that wards off serious illness.
It probably has E. coli, though. Be careful.
Well, they also were accused of not having hot or cold water at some of the concession stands, which means that they can't wash their hands. So E. coli, yes. I will accept E. coli. Survey said.
The good news is all this bad publicity means they will have everything fixed next year, because they'll be under the microscope.
Yes.
For at least a year, you know. So next year you're good. Go to all the games, eat all the food next year.
Jess, who was the worst stadium?
I think the worst was Detroit Pistons. I think it was
across all leagues.
Yeah. For football stadiums, we were there. I can look it up. 111 North American pro stadia.
Stadium.
Yes. Yes. As an English guru like yourself, I know you will appreciate stadia.
Yes.
Yes. Is that a type of synthetic sugar?
No, that's stevia.
Ah, gotcha.
Stevia Scangarello. If you click NFL, the worst one is Bank of America Stadium. Who plays there?
Jaguars? No.
No, Jaguars? Charlotte, the Panthers.
Panthers.
Oh, yeah, Charlotte. There it is. Yeah, capacity 75,000. Ooh, moldy cream cheese, raw food, bad hygiene.
Southern hospitality.
Yeah, inspectors observed employees unaware of when to wash their hands, and employees who did not wash their hands before putting on gloves.
You're making me sick. Stop.
At least they put on gloves, though.
Okay, so next up is Bronco Stadium at Mile High, and it's like the Jaguar Stadium, and then Bronco Stadium, and then it is a 20% drop for the third place one. So there are two really bad ones, and Broncos is right up there. So yeah, the Bloody Mary mix was stormed at room temperature instead of being chilled. Again, blindness. 50 small rodent droppings were under a pallet of beer. Maybe the Coors Light, Tim. Be careful. in the warehouse area of a main kitchen. So that's where they cook the food. That's not good. Not good. Not good, Denver. Do a little bit better. But I will tell you this. Okay, so I split season tickets with my father, and we used to be up in the nosebleeds, and he would go and get food, and like every time he'd go to a game, he would complain. He'd be like, "Food is just awful." Like, and for about 2 years, I got to hear about this doughy pizza that he got at like one of the concession stands, and he's like, "It was terrible. It was raw. It was doughy. It was chewy. It was like $9 for a slice." And it's like, for 3 years, he was like, "This is terrible. We need to move seats. The pizza up there is just awful," you know, and he like would not let it go. And it was just, finally, we ended up moving up, and now he's happy. But it was just like, we need to find better seats soon, because my father is going to lose his mind over this bad pizza.
He over had pizza. 3 years ago.
Yeah. So hopefully Vic Fangio can get a hold on this concession nightmare.
Yeah, and if an Italian can't get a good piece of pizza,
crap. Are you kidding? Look out. No, I want to see his closet, though. I want to see Vic Fangio's sweat bunker, you know, like where he's just got – but are they color-coded? Are they hung up? Does he have them dry-cleaned? Like, these are all pressing questions I need to know.
I bet his second day on the job, they just loaded him up with a bunch of Broncos sweat gear.
He's like, "Not enough. Keep it coming. Keep it coming."
Unless you want me showing up in my 49ers sweatshirt, you better give me some more.
Oh, yeah.
And he probably will anyway, because it's a good... He seems like a thrifty guy, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, he might ink out the Bears logo or something.
Just put a piece of tape over it. Like, Vic, we know you're wearing 49ers.
So. Yeah, just buy some Broncos stickers. Slap
that would
a sticker
be
over
so funny.
All right, so that said, before we wrap up, we have two games this weekend. Who do we believe is going to advance to the Super Bowl? We'll start with the Rams and the Saints. Lori.
I hope it's the Rams, because I'm pulling for CJ and Aqib Talib and Wade Phillips. But I won't be sad if Drew Brees gets his next Super Bowl chance. I really don't care. I'm going for the Rams.
Well, who do you think has the best chance to beat the AFC champion?
I think the Rams are the most complete team.
Yeah, I do too.
I just want to see Aaron Donald body slam Tom Brady's 47-year-old body into the ground.
We haven't even gotten to the AFC yet. You're jumping the gun. Does that mean that you're rooting for the Patriots?
Absolutely. I want the Chiefs.
I am too, Jess. Sorry.
Chiefs need to just keep, you know what, the bad thing is they already won a playoff game. So the Chiefs fans already believe this season has been a monumental success. And that
well,
just
it has. They're right about that.
Yes, I know you live out there in the frozen tundra of New England, but can't have the AFC West. The Broncos own the West, man. And if the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, who lays claim to the West for the next however long it takes for the Broncos to win a Super Bowl?
Well, but they're still behind us. I mean, they already have a
Then we sound like Raiders fans in the 90s. Oh, yeah, well, we've got three of them. They're still behind us.
I'm with Tim. We got to keep them down. We cannot let them get so excited that they're at the Super Bowl, or we're never going to hear the end of it.
Either way, we're all Rams and Rams or Saints fans in 5 days. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, I can fake rooting for the Patriots just because I have so many friends that are Patriot fans now, and so I can fake it. But I also have one of my best friends is from Kansas City. Like, watching him suffer was fun at first. You know, it'd be nice for him and only him. I mean, I would be happy for him. I would definitely be happy for him. But I've already been happy for the Patriots. Like, I moved here in 2015, and they've been in every AFC championship game since. Like, enough. Like, I'm tired of this. I have to go through this every year. And, you know, they've already won two Super Bowls since I've been here. Thank goodness we won one, too. But You know, he won the World Series, and it's just like, it's like enough. Like, it's everywhere. It's at gas stations. Like, you know, the gas station guy is like, my friend, let me tell you about Tom Brady. He's very good. He is the GOAT.
Their reign is coming to an end.
Yeah. Brady's going to retire. Eventually, Belichick will retire. And Josh McDaniels is going to have a talentless team that he's going to have to try to coach. And he's going to suck. And it's going to be glorious. So you'll be fine.
That will be
Josh McDaniels.
Everyone, yeah, like, oh, Josh McDaniels is going to take over. He's going to be great. I'm like,
yeah, he is.
Can't wait. It'll be good. Just you wait. Who do you like? They're gone. All of them. Any of them. All of them. They're gone. And your long snapper, we're going to overpay him.
Oh, there's a fullback in college. He's playing quarterback. I'm going to draft him in the first round.
We're going to get a Gronkowski.
You love that quarterback.
But not that Gronkowski.
I loved him for 1 year, yes.
Yeah. I mean,
what was the name of the Gronkowski we had? It was like Tito Jermaine Gronkowski.
Gino
LaToya. Gronkowski. We had LaToya Gronkowski.
The Raiders is a team that we don't care for.
And that concludes this week's episode of Something Something Broncos. You can find me on Twitter at Jezru. Lori, you can find at DocLLV. And Tim has decided he's going to finally share his personal Twitter account with everybody. Unfortunately, it does reveal how old he is, but that's okay. That's all right. Tim, go ahead and lay it on.
We're the same age, Jess. So it's at Tim Lynch, 1978.
I don't feel 40. I don't feel 40. I refuse.
Me either.
No. Okay. Fair enough. Thank you for listening. You can read all of our work on milehighreport.com. Take it from DMAC. We're all a bunch of really good guys. Except for Lori, who's
a good girl.
But that's okay. That's all right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Lord, though we have lost Neil Smith to free agency and Steve Atwater to the Jets, still, we hope our beloved Broncos can bring home another Super Bowl championship and once again bathe in the glory of your light. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Broncos.
Broncos.
Let's go, Broncos.
Broncos. Let's go.
I could barely say Fangio or Fangino. Yeah. Fangio.
All right. Head coach, Vic Fangio. Defensive corner. Coordinator.
Quarter.
All right. I'm drinking too.
Yeah. Booze cow.